Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, dear listeners, wherever you are finding yourself this Friday. And welcome. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And it's the right time. It's the right time to thank Matthias Angala. And the time is 11 minutes, 12 minutes actually, past the hour of 6, and we are moving forward with Airy Morning Scoop. And yeah, we are greeting you from your number one favorite radio, favorite talk radio station in Namibia. That is Eagle FM Namibia. Wherever you are finding yourself, this Friday of the 19th of September 2025, we are moving, we are progressing at an understandable pace, particularly when it's coming toward the end of 2025. And wherever you are finding yourself, some of you are on your way to work, some of you are still in bed, some of you are going back home from work. Some of you are planning about what should I do today? What are those things that I need to do? What are the plans that I need to put on paper? And it's always very important. To look at what have you been planning and what actions have you taken? Because what is very important, what define you, is not about things that you want. It's about the action that you have taken to achieve things that you want. And it's always very important to wake up with a positive mindset. Because at the end of the day, think about these things that you have been worrying about for the past 10 years. Sometimes when you look at them back, they are not even useful anymore, because even the worries that you have today, after 5 months, it's not going to be a worry anymore. It's going to be part of life. So let us focus on the game. Let us focus on what is necessary, and also let us also assist each other, particularly at this difficult situation of where we are, either in terms of economy, either in terms of other things that are bothering human beings. It's always very important also to assist each other and not look at each other as a competitor, but colleagues in the struggle for economic emancipation. And also let us look at each other as allies, because at the end of the day, in achieving our personal goal, we must also make sure that we also incorporate national development plans or national development agenda, and also see what are those challenges that we also need to make sure that we assist in solving them. So let us look at before we go to the conversation for today, it's always important. It's always important to look at the commercial break and see what I have.
Get all your essential products for just 99 Namibian dollars at USAID. 1 kilogram each of Rice King rice, Top Score or Bokomo Super Maize Meal, Sugar King white or brown sugar, 500 grams Pasta Polana or Pasta King, and 750 milliliters Right Brand sunflower seed oil. That's 5 products for only 99 Namibian dollars. You save, I save, yes, we all save at USAID.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, Airy Morning Scoop is Airy Morning Conversational Developmental Program. And this is a program that we discuss issues of development, issues of trade, issues of economics, and also everything which affect bread and butter issue. This is also the platform that we do analysis, either policy analysis. We look at the link between policy making, policy implementation, and the impact of those policies to an ordinary Namibian. We also look at international policies. We look at what is that Namibia doing on an international ground, how are we doing economically? How are we doing in terms of trade? Are we making a loss, or we are progressing, or we are making a surplus? In terms of international trade balance, where are we standing? What are those products that we are selling to international market? And what are those products that we are importing from international markets? Are we importing quality products, or we are just importing because we do not have options, so that tomorrow when those products are broken, we can still go and buy from those who sell us? And we also assess our relationships with either international institutions and also relationships with other countries, to say, you have been my friend for quite some time. In the past 10 years or so, what progress have I made? Because we are always doing this to make sure that what are those loopholes that need to be discussed and filled? What are those opportunities which are there? And also to look at how can we assist in solving real issues that are affecting Namibian people, because at the end of the day, the aim is only one, is to bring about those thought-provoking questions, is also to bring about that innovative mind, in order to make sure that when you come on the table, you are a solution-driven person, and you are a person who is approaching societal challenges with care, diligence, and also with a solution in mind. Because we are at a society where a blame game become an order of the day, criticism without the solution also become an order of the day. But at every morning scoop, we are elevating the conversation. We are elevating the conversation beyond who has a lot of money in town, what is the most beautiful lady in town, and who was dancing on top of the table last night, to conversation of real issues, to say, how many factories can we build? Where can we invest? What are the skills which are needed in the market? How can we solve the issue of economic inequality? And how can we solve the issue of youth unemployment, to say? So these are the conversation that we are having at Early Morning Scoop. These are the conversation that we are having. That's why we are always telling you to say, after every conversation that we bring on the table, we are indicating you to say, you have a democratic right to express your freedom of expression without fear or favor by calling in the studio and give your contribution, ask your question, criticize without a solution, and also making sure that you bring about changes, particularly on what is that we are facing also as a society. Because, you know, sometimes we can be here discussing about an issue, but you are an individual who have more than 20 years of experience in that aspect. You are an individual who is a technical expert within that field that we are discussing. So on that ground, we always welcome input, questions, contribution, and also advice, because this is your radio station. This is your radio station. It's not about me, but it's about all of us who are listening, all of us who are supporting us, and also all of us, you know, who are making sure that Eagle FM Namibia is going forward, and economic discussion and developmental agenda is elevated to assist those who are in need. So before we go to what we have on the table for today, we are always indicating to you that if you do not want to miss out, when it comes to developmental issues, if you do not want to miss out when it's coming to trade statistics, farming, innovation, and also opportunities, always make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platform. Either is Facebook, is X, that is former Twitter, is LinkedIn, or is Instagram. Because when you follow, share, and like our page, you bought yourself a free luxury of accessing to the content and context of what is happening, on the global, on the international ground, what is happening on the continental ground, what is happening domestically? What is happening in terms of politics? What is the relationship between national politics and the national development? What are the relationship between local politics and local development, or domestic politics and domestic development? So, share and like the page of Eagle FM, and you also assist others who are following you to make sure that they are part of economic development community. And you, when you get information, we tell you to say, information is a currency that will assist you when you do not have cash. It's a currency which can give birth to cash, and it's a currency that will assist you not only personal growth, but also professionally, and also business-wise, and also at the level where you are finding yourself. Because when you have information, your future is very clear. When you have information, you know what to do, what not to do, where, and how. So make sure that you do that, you like and share our page. Interestingly, we also have the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper. It's an e-paper that is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday morning. So the Villager newspaper is an economic paper, and we always tell either students, researchers, academicians, politicians, trade analysts, parliamentary researchers, actually, and everybody who is interested in development. Either if you are a developmental enthusiast, make sure that the Villager newspaper is part of your sources of information when you are reading, is part of your sources of information when you are doing research. Because if you are in academia, for example, and your professor or lecturer is telling you to say, I want up-to-date, not less than 4 years, peer-reviewed, content-based sources, the Villager newspaper will be able to assist you, because in reading those articles and stories, you will be able also to see where are this information coming from. Just for example, you are a student of international relations or trade, or they are a student of governance, then we give you a hint of what has happened, particularly when recently United Nations Commission on Human Rights released a report on the inquiry that they have made, particularly regarding Gaza Strip situation. That is up-to-date international sources. By the time people write books about it, you reference it already. So how beautiful is that? So make sure that you are part of the Villager newspaper. And the easier way also to get the Villager newspaper every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is just to make sure that you send your name and save this contact detail, 081-241-44, 081-241-44. The other thing is also that you can be able also to download the Eagle FM app, whether it's use Play Store or App Store. When you download that app, you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air, and also the previous programs through podcast. And lastly, before we go to what we have on the table, is Imba app. We have Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book. Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book. If you are at a situation where you have to sing, give respect, either you are at the congregation, you are at the graduation event, you are at life actually, such as a funeral or death in a relative, and you do not have a hymn book, you do not need to scratch your head, you do not need to worry, because we got you. We got you in the context that when you download Imba app, you'll be able to access the hymn book in many local Namibian languages. Either it's English, Oshiwambo, that is your Yangano, or Maimburiro in Oshierero, Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So work with the world of digitalization, work with the world of advancement, because technology is ruling the world, and it's up to us to change and also familiarize ourselves with what is happening, and also familiarize ourselves with what is happening around. So it's always also important. It's always also important to make sure that you advertise with us. Speak to Meme Monica Ipinge. Call our office, and you'll be able to buy airtime on air, or you can also be able to advertise through the Villager newspaper. That is why we are always indicating to you, money invested in advertisement is money on the way to come to the owner, because this is where you are going to maximize your profit through extending your invitation to your customer, through marketing your product, through explaining how you give your services, so that in the world of digitalization, we are at a digital platform where it's not only customers from Namibia, but even clients abroad who are using our app or they are reading the Villager newspaper will be able to come and also support you. So advertise with us, and money invested in advertisement is money on the way back to you. So the other thing, do not forget, especially on Saturday, 1 o'clock there, do not forget to tune in to Eagle FM and the IUM Facebook page for live broadcast and stream, as the IUM founder, that is Professor David Namwandi, pays a visit to Bishop Emeritus Kaulinge and Dr. Cleopas Dumeni on Saturday from 1 o'clock. So do that, and you don't need to miss out. And this is a very important event. It's quite a very important event, because these are some of the Namibian Namibian developmental giant, people who contributed immensely to the advancement of Namibia. Particularly when you look at the works of Professor Namwandi, establishing a private university from the scratch. It was never done. I think it's the first, maybe in Southern Africa, I do not know. But it's a man of high standard, and must be respected. And make sure that you open the Villager newspaper's page, Facebook page, Eagle FM Facebook page, and also IUM Facebook page. That is on Saturday, on the 13th. And when you look at the role of Dr. Cleopas Dumeni and also Bishop Emeritus Kaulinge, these are influential and powerful figures in the Namibian and history, and is an event not to miss. So let's look at what ShopRite is for us, then we move forward.
There's no price like the ShopRite price. That's why we're committed to bringing you lower prices on all the essentials you need, like 750 mils Rite brand sunflower seed oil for only $27.99, and 2 kg Rice King long grain parboiled rice, only $39.99. Never pay more than the ShopRite price, valid until 21 September 2025. Only at ShopRite. Catch Ready Steady Cook on One Africa, proudly brought to you by ShopRite Namibia.
Yes, once again, do not forget to tune into Eagle FM and IUM Facebook page for the live broadcast and stream, as the IUM founder, Professor Dr. David Namwandi, pays a visit to Bishop Emeritus Kaulinge and Dr. Cleopas Dumeni on Saturday from 1 o'clock, from 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And do not miss out when these influential figures are meeting each other, because it's not easy for you to be a professor with influence and with tangible impact that you can see. Because it's not only an ordinary professor, it's a professor with tangible influence and impact that everybody can see that this man started a university. created employment and trained thousands of Namibians. And it's a very competitive university, which advancing every year. And I think when we are connecting things together, by the time we reach 2030, we would be somewhere. Although the plan has been not very clear, you would be somewhere, because when you go back to Namibia 20 years ago, you may be able to realize that although the population have increased and we have faced our problems, we are moving. We are moving. And I just wish that the puzzle would be fixed by 2030, so that everybody at least can live a certain standard, not below the poverty line, not the survival mode, but at least happiness. And we look at how we can utilize our resources and focus on the future. So, yeah, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, it's 32 minutes past the hour of 6, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And like we're always saying, like we're always indicating to you, this is your economic developmental conversation. This is your economic developmental conversation. And what is very interesting is that the day before we go to what we have on the table, as I have mentioned earlier, that we are going to look out what was some of the highlights of the discussions of the week. What were some of the highlights of the discussions of the week? What are some of the lessons that we have learned? And what are some of the challenges that need to be fixed? And we contribute to what is needed. So there is a lot of happening. There's a lot of things which are happening. There's a lot of things which are happening, especially on a global scale. Because as I indicated, next week there will be a World Cup of Diplomacy, what is called World Cup of Diplomacy. In other words, that is United Nations General Assembly, where you are expecting, or it is expected actually, around 150 head of states and government to meet at the United Nations headquarters. This in the U.S. They'll meet with the secretary generals and high-level diplomats to discuss about global issues. And what is on the table, I did not see the agenda. But when you listen to the United Nations Secretary General, Chief UN Press, which happened 2 days ago, he indicated that there is a lot of things to be discussed. One of them on the table is climate change. Countries have to come and report what are their progress, particularly in line with the Paris Agreement of reduction of, releasing greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. The other thing is also the division among the world blocs. That is something that he stated that is on the agenda. And it's also indicated the case of Russia and Ukraine, indicated the case of Sudan, indicated the case of DRC, and he indicated the case of Israel and Gaza. And the Secretary General made a very strong point to say what is happening in Gaza. It's happening in Gaza, particularly looking at the UN Commission of Inquiry report, which stated that yes, indeed, genocide was committed, and people have pointed out. He stated that that is the killing of in Gaza is politically, is morally, and legally unacceptable, and measures need to be taken urgently. And it's also something that when it's coming to United Nations is going to be it's 8 years actually. It's 8 years, 8 years old now since its inception in 1945. And it's also very important also to go and see the reflection, what happened for the past 8 years, What were some of the challenges, and what were some of the success of the institution, and how it should be reformed. And we'll be also very interested to listen to our president, Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, when she's going to take a stand and also to speak the position of Namibia and this part of formality, also to speak and address other head of state. And the fact that she's a former diplomat and she has already been on an international ground for quite some time, either before independence or post-independence as a minister of international relations and cooperation by then. I think it will be interesting to see what position our president is going to take and how are we going to be represented, because the role of United Nations is quite very important. It's quite very important, although there are some criticism about it, or many criticism actually that need to be done. And also the issues of United Nations funding, the issues of Dumble standard, the issues of African states advocating to get a permanent seat in the Security Council. Because remember, although you have a General Assembly, there is United Nations Security Council. That is a very important body which make a decision and can also block decisions, because that is the structure of how it was made. And there you only have five key players, and that is Russia, that is China, that is United States of America, that is France, and that is UK. So it will be interesting to see. It will be interesting also to see, especially where we have a lot of economic realignment, whether it's BRICS, whether it's Shanghai, organizations, cooperation, whether it's, countries in the western part of the world or countries in Africa. It will be interested to see. And the question on the table is Benjamin Netanyahu coming to the table? Is he coming to the UN General Assembly? Is Putin going to be there? Is Putin going to be there, or is going to send, his representative? And, it will be interesting to see. It will be interesting to see, especially, when it comes to global diplomacy at the highest level. So, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are progressing at an understandable pace. We are going to give you particularly what is happening around the world, and it's also important also to see, to make sure that you are up to date on what's happening, what are some of the resolutions that taken, what are some of the commitments that are going to be taken, especially these leaders with the head of state and government are going to meet next week from Tuesday there until Friday. Then there will be a high level debate. It will be interesting to see the world is meeting, and that is the highest summit, respected high level summit ever, among all others. There is nothing bigger than United Nations General Assembly. There is also nothing with high respect than United Nations General Assembly, because that is where you have the power concentrated in one room. So you have power concentrated in one room, and that is where the decisions are made. That's where the decisions are made, and that's where the directions of the world is being proposed. And that is where conflict are also solved. Because remember, as part of humanity, the Secretary General of the United Nations has a duty to meet with every leader, every head of state or head of government or that representative. All of them, 150 of them, different language, different background, different age, different professions, all of them, one-on-one, and discuss about, no, what is happening in your country, how can United Nations help you, and how can you help us, everyone. And it's quite a very huge responsibility. It's quite a very huge responsibility. And it seems like SG Antonio Guterres is very good with it, because it's a very difficult position to be in, particularly when you have to deal with everybody, when you have to also bang everybody to fund the institution that you are running. And it's not an easy thing, but let us see. So what will happen? So let's look at the commercial break, then we'll give you what is happening on the continental ground, what's happening on the continental ground, what's happening in terms of the economy. Then we can look at our summary, for the week, particularly what have we taken throughout the discussions of the week at the Early Morning Scoop. What have we taken from there? What are some of the lessons that we have learned? And how can we move forward from here? So, stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 8. We are here until the hour of 8 at the time. It's 43 minutes past the hour of 6. And you are listening to Early Morning Scoop.
Lipurane ngeno wapogwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushengife nawa nokumona oijamweli nawa ninge Pada Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honore Tatime, Bari Heavy, Nola Natu, Heavy Bari, No Heavy, Ileko, Berewa, Brahetatu Natu, Bari O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, The Eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my candidature menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Get a 2 kg bag of Tastic Rice for just $39.99. 3x1 liter Crystal Gold Olive Oil Blend for $199.99. A 500 g Sunshine D Original Brick for only $19.99. And 2 2-liter Fanta bottles for a sweet $37.99. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. EK.
Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on a
let us look at what is happening on international ground. It was stated that the United States threatened to destroy 9 million contraceptive stockpile, which has, caused, protest, particularly in Belgium. And it's stated that, this stockpile was supposed to men for women in, conflict zones. So, it's quite a news to look at. Chawai, Why are they doing what they are doing? And let us look at this news before we move forward.
Are currently sitting in a warehouse in Belgium. Dozens of activists gathered at the U.S. Embassy in Brussels today protesting a potential Trump administration plan to destroy millions of dollars worth of family planning supplies intended for women in Africa hardship zones. The supplies, valued at over $9 million, are currently sitting in a warehouse in Belgium.
If you see at the list of the countries that the supplies were supposed to go, it's five African countries, including the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Kenya, Mali, Tanzania, Zambia. Those countries are already in huge need of supplies, contraceptives. For instance, in Tanzania, those supplies that were supposed to present, it's one-third of the whole need of the health system. It's an inhuman human numbers. It is 1.5 million women and girls who are supposed to get life-saving supplies. It's huge impact on real people's lives and their health.
Advocates say the action could cause hundreds of thousands of unwanted pregnancies and over 700 maternal deaths. While the U.S. State Department says no final decision has been made, Belgian authorities have effectively blocked the supplies incineration pending a diplomatic solution.
Yeah, you got it yourself. You got it. The U.S. is threatening to destroy 9 million contraceptive stockpile. And, you know, this caught some resistance, particularly from Belgium, to say why U.S. is doing what it's doing, particularly women who are at difficult zones, whether you are at the war zone, whether you are faced with famine. And it's quite contradictive and also controversial topic to discuss about, say. But the question is also that why we always depend on other countries? When something happens in the U.S., we start protesting. When U.S. says something, we run. Why can't we look at what can we do best? What can we do best? There is now around 9 days before expiring date of AGOA. And a lot of countries in Africa have been crying to say, please, Tate Trump, kindly assist us not to leave us on the sun. But we're given opportunity to say, trade with the U.S., learn from the U.S., and stand on your own. What have we done? Stand on your own so that you will not cry, so that your people will not suffer. Add value to your product. Ask yourself, why am I selling diamond to U.S., but what are they going to use that diamond? What are they going to use that diamond? If you add value to those products, why are you selling just beans in or a bank of maize? What can you do with that, and how many jobs can you create from that? And where are the opportunities to add values to our product? I was listening to the podcast of the father of Elon Musk, I think Errol Musk. He was into this diamond dealing and all these precious stones. Then he said at one point he went to America and started selling those precious stones. And he realized, and he went and looked at what products were made. He realized to say, no man, what I'm selling these guys, they are making 20 times of the price they are giving me. In actual fact, I'm selling them the whole thing. And they are not even giving me peanut. They are just giving me butter. So, then he has to change the game to say, no, let me also look at how I can add values to my product. because being an activist is a good thing, but why are you looking at other countries so much when you have everything that can assist you? So I think this is something that we need to look at, and also it's a culture that need to be stopped, and we need to look at what can we do best. What can we do best? And the other news is that today on Friday, today currently now, or this day that we are in DRC, the military court will release a verdict, or they will make a decision regarding the ongoing trial of the former president, Joseph Kabila, who has been prosecuted in absentia of treason and many other cases. And today the military court will decide what sentence are they going to give him, or they are not, or they did not find any relevant findings. Because remember, ask yourself this one, somebody who led you for almost 20 years, somebody who took over power when he was a very young boy, not even 30 years old. And he took power at a very difficult situation and led the DRC. It was not a perfect, but it was understandable. It was an understandable DRC, although there were conflicts. And also somebody who managed also to put fighting groups together, because there are more than 20 rebels groups in DRC as we are speaking now. And they can regroup and depart from each other anytime, any day, depends on the interest, because there's more wealth in DRC. There's a lot of complication. But when the world is trying to assist you, then you are prosecuting somebody who was your president. I'm not defending anybody, but I'm just presenting to say, why can't African people look ahead at what is very important? Why do we keep fighting each other when we are supposed to develop each other? Look at Tanzania. There's a guy there, he's an opposition leader, Tundu Lissu, who was shot 16 times and he survived. Now he's facing treason while the country is about to go to elections. Is it the timing okay, or the man is just unlucky? Look at Mozambique. What happened to Mondlane? What happened? It's quite interesting to see. It's quite interesting to see. And let us listen to this news. Let us look at this news and also move forward.
In a significant development, the High Military Court in Kinshasa set Friday for its verdict in the war crimes trial of former Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila. Judges had postponed the decision to consider new evidence presented by state lawyers. Kabila, who is being tried in absentia, faces charges including treason, complicity with the M23 armed groups, crimes against humanity and corruption during his 18-year rule. The military auditor general is seeking a death sentence. From exile, Kabila has denied all charges, calling it a politically motivated instrument of oppression. His presidential immunity was revoked in May, and all his assets were seized. Kabila, whose whereabouts remain unknown, returned to Congo via M23-held territory in April, prompting the government to ban his political party and file charges. The court's decision awaits until Friday in a case that continues to highlight the deep political tensions in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yes, that is what is happening. That is what is happening. And the question that we are asking ourselves is that, why do we keep on fighting our brothers if we are supposed to assist each other? Why do we keep on doing that? And remember, time wasted in fight, because this conflict is now deep. It's now deep. And what is SADC going to do about this? Is it a fair trial or is not a fair trial? Is it a political trial? And what will happen when politicians start fighting each other? What will happen? What will happen? Because remember, when DRC people are prosecuting each other, international companies, they are flying every day, picking minerals from DRC. The other time we were speaking of investment of just Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates in cobalt mining. The other time we were speaking of expansion of other investors from China, one is coming to minerals in DRC. And the other time we're also speaking about barter trading between the government of DRC and some companies from the east, to say I give you this mine and you build for me this infrastructure. While you are fighting, people are eating from you. And when you are fighting with your family members, when you are fighting with your brother, when you are fighting with your countrymen, other people are taking that as an advantage, because your division is what they want. And what will happen to the economy? The economy will continue to go down, and people will continue to suffer, because like we said, Joseph Kabila, being a former president, he also has followers. And this could lead again into deep and chaotic civil unrest. And the other time also, you had around 35 generals and senior military officials who were called to explain why they have lost some of the battles against M23. That show how divided DRC is. And we hope that one day DRC will find peace, because the peace of DRC is a development of Southern Africa. The peace of DRC is development of Africa. Maybe the United State of Africa too. But division of DRC is a benefit of somebody else. But yeah, that is something that we need to look at. Something that we need to look at, because, for example, if you look at what's happening in South Africa, especially regarding Edgar Lungu, it stated that the family is still going to appeal again. And I don't know if they find a new evidence. I don't know. After all the fights, losing, until the Supreme Court lost, the family is still not satisfied with the answer of former President Edgar Lungu to be buried in his home country. And you know, advocate that. Or senior counselor Tebeka Ngoka Itombi is saying, it's one of the most respected lawyers in South Africa, the highest, qualified, young man to say, who also represented South Africa when they took Israel to court. He's the one who represent Lungu's family. And he gave a very brilliant argument in the court to say, when a man dies, he was stripped of his presidential benefits. He did not die as a head of state, but he died as an ordinary man. But when you look at the law, you can also be able to see at some point, Tembeka is making sense, because when President Edgar Lungu died, he was already stripped of his presidential benefits, either his salary, his immunity. He was an ordinary man. He can be picked up by police anytime, any day. No negotiations. Because he said he died as an ordinary man. Then these women, because you guys are saying the person is a president, he must give him national respect. But the woman is saying no. The beggar is saying no. The window has a right to bury. her husband wherever she feels she wants to bury him. That is up to, because that corpse that you are fighting for die without any right. But it's up to the future of the law to see. And for those of you who are studying law, it's quite crucial to look at those cases, because that is where you learn, particularly if it's a regional case or it's an international case. That is where you learn, because that is where you see best legal professionals putting their best foot forward. And you also see the new, because when something new happens, new books are going to be written, and those scholars, they also have to relook at their literature to say, no, there is a new case, there is a new development in the law, because that is how academia is developing. Just look at this way. In 2019 national elections in Namibia, there was a bit of chaotic on this voting machine, and the court was so intense. Then it was the best moment for legal students and also legal researchers to see that a new thing have happened. What can we learn from this? And what is the future forward? Because nobody have seen that there was something which is not well with the law until to that point. Then from there, a new precedent is set. But yeah, that is a discussion of another day. That is a discussion of another day. And dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are here until the hour of 8. We have around 57 minutes before we come to the end of our program. You can still engage us in the studio. You can still communicate with us. You can still ask your questions, give your views and perspectives at 083-888-401-083-888-401. Because when you do that, you are live on air. You can ask your questions. You can give your view, give your opinion, and also express your democratic rights and also freedom of expressions, because that is the only way. That is the only way that we are going to move forward. That is the only way that we are going to assist each other when it comes to issues of national, regional, continental, and global development. So let us pay the bills. Let us pay the bills. Then we look at the reviews for the week. What are we talking about? What happened? What are you talking about? On Monday, what are you talking about on Tuesday? What lesson have we learned on Wednesday? And what point are we taking from yesterday's conversation? Because every paper has a conclusion and recommendation. Every essay that you write has a conclusion and recommendation. Even in life, there is always a beginning and the conclusion. So, and the lesson learned at the end of the day, every event which happens is up to us also to see what are we learning from this. What are we learning from this? When Namibian economy in 2025 is growing, or the Namibia real GDP is growing at 3.5, when it's growing at a decreasing rate, what does it mean? What can you learn from that? And there are quite positive development, and also there are quite development which need to, a lot of things, a lot of work need to be done on it. So let us pay the bills and move forward.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nenge no wapungwa eva tere urikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete okoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka okone ushe ndife nawa nukumona oijamwili nawa ninge fata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko derewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu oma filane Eagle FM bihae.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
staff. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
We are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. As I indicated, we are looking at the highlights of the week. And on Monday we have to indicate that according to the conversation we spoke about green hydrogen, the progress and development of green hydrogen. And looking at the Namibian context when it comes to green hydrogen, what you see, what is being presented and what we see is quite very important. And I think it's more than what we have thought, and we have underestimated. I personally, I have a different view, although I know it was progress, but the progress is fast and being seen by everybody. And that is good for development. That is good for development. And the question that we are asking ourselves is that, how can the young people and the professionals align themselves with green hydrogen project? How can the professionals, the youth, align themselves with green hydrogen project, and what can they get? Because remember, on Monday when we spoke, when we spoke with the CEO of Dowres Green Hydrogen Village, Jerome Namasebe, he indicated that the market, the target market of the fertilizers that is produced by one of the elements of green hydrogen, that is ammonia sulfate, the target is not only local, but is regional. Target is SADC. When you look at what is being produced, because this is what he has indicated. What he has indicated is that because the new plant has already been put in motion, the new plant has already been put in motion. What he indicated is that by the end of 2026, green ammonia fertilizers that will be produced by that plant is about 400 to 800 tons. That is a prediction. Whether it's going to be produced at 480 or it's going to be produced at 700 tons. That is a prediction, and that is a very good, move based on planning, because he did not just say that for the sake of saying it. He said that based on evidence, because they have already been tested and a pre-planned which have been done, and products have been seen, products have been tested. I remember the first time we went there, there was the Director General of National Planning Commission, that is Basanda Kairem Wendy, and when he opened the lab for students, you see, when you move there, you realize that Namibia is one of the most beautiful land, one of the most beautiful country, with energy and capacity. The question is that, how are the people, how are an ordinary person aligning himself or herself with bigger projects like this? How are they doing that? Because the CEO of Dowres Green Hydrogen Village further indicated that after 2026 or at the beginning of 2027, they will be in a position again of looking for funds and develop an 80,000 ton ammonia sulfate. That is now where it's going to change or turn around the whole game of fertilizers, to say the land is unfertile, we are not able to farm. The land is unfertile and we are not able to farm. Now, put it this way. There is already money availed by German Developmental Bank for development in the water sector. We are going to continue with this conversation after a very short commercial break from Credit Express.
When life gifts you an unexpected breakdown, take control with Express Credit. No need to panic when you're in the driver's seat of your financial life. Borrow 3,000 to 32,000 Namibian dollars, repayable over 2 to 5 months. Same day approval. Visit www.expresscredit.com.na or call 081-9500-500 for more information.
Kapena o ntano di vesepo da Shoprite. O tse zingi mukukwetira. O ntano di pedi mi pumbi wa aiheto pumga ngasho ke jimba di zinti mbuya rumba kanifa yo real good. Heta tu no hoi no send o mirango hoi no hoi. O shiwa o ke jimba di zosuka on tokere o marathon. Nda tu no hoi no send o mirango hoi no hoi. O shike una ufuta o shinji shivuli seko Shoprite. Ziriko se gombali na limoga sepe temba. Oko Shoprite. Ako ke indira opa mino ready steady cook. Ko One Africa. Tu yetiro anuma panduro ko Shoprite. Nami
Yes, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with with early morning scoop. I'm indicating to you that there is progress being done in the green hydrogen sector. That is what we have seen, and also what have been spoken by the CEO of Dowres Green Hydrogen Village. So let us take the caller. Hello?
Yes, morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Mm.
Is it early morning school?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but can we participate? Oh.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. No, yeah. I just wanted to talk on the green hydrogen there.
Yeah.
I think it's a very nice project.
Yeah.
But my question is, when it comes to the funds which are availed for the project, are from Germany. Why those funds are from Germany? Why are not from Namibian government?
That is a very good question. It's a very good question. Yes. But and continue.
Yes, and I want to ask, why do our government normally don't put their more efforts into investing in domestic projects?
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your suggestion? Yeah. This is your suggestion?
Yeah, my suggestion is for our own government to invest in that or in that project.
Hmm.
And the other thing, I think this, when we are talking of the green hydrogen, and we can understand also the impact of the some of those materials that are coming out before the green hydrogen.
Yeah.
Those are usable products that we are going to use for fields and whatever. This is a good example for us to know that. When it comes to also to oil refining,
we
need to have we don't need only to have storage here. We need to have oil refining itself here, so that all of those products that used to be extracted before the final product, they are also usable and they can also bring some economy. Like before you reach on oil itself, you might find all this extract of steroids and all other products in between. That's why we are saying the refinery must be here. And if you want a good example, we can just go here in Libya. Where Gaddafi was.
Yeah, it's Libya.
We can get a good example so that we can try to lay our foundation on what they were doing, so that we can pick up more faster than just being told that no, we are going to have a storage of the oil, but when it comes to the refinery, it's not here or it might be somewhere out.
Do you think working together with Nigerian counterparts is going to help us?
Because when it comes to the history, I think Gaddafi was doing well when it comes to oil.
I think it's a very good point, that one, to say, how did he make it?
We can send our government officials into Libya. Then once they go in Libya, they go and make all these arrangements of how did they make it.
Yeah.
Then we do the same. But honestly, as I raise this up here, most of our government officials, they will say, oh, do they want to ask to be punished by America or maybe by Germany? That will show us that most of our government officials, they are not on their own. They are not genuinely on their own. They are not genuinely on their own.
Yeah.
No, thank you very much, my brother.
Okay. Who are you speaking to?
I'm calling you from Windhoek.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you very much, ne.
Most welcome, brother.
All right. It's quite a very good question. It's quite a very good question, especially when it's coming to green hydrogen. And it's not my question. That's why I'm saying this is a conversation that we must have. The caller have asked to say, when it comes to funds, put in, green hydrogen projects, why most of these funds are coming from Germany? And I'll give my view about that. And you also have a right to come on the call and also give your opinion. And the caller also made some suggestion also, especially when it's coming to oil refinery, to say when it's coming to oil, we must have refineries here because we need people also to benefit from that oil, and also other aspects also of oil involvement. Because remember, when you are extracting oil, there is a lot of things which happen. It's the same thing with other aspect of mining. When somebody is mining uranium, when you are digging the soil, it's not only uranium which is coming out from there. You may also find diamonds. You may also find gas. And that's why for us who do not have a technical know-how, we only charge people based on what is being taken. But there's a lot of things that we do not know coming from that. Even materials, he mentioned materials for building roads, they're also coming from that that aspect, which is a very good it's a very good thing. And he mentioned something which is very important to say. Why can't we go to Libya and also ask how did they make it? Because Libya was one of the leading industry in oil. But also the question is also that when you look at Libya now, is Libya a stable country or just like, but I think Iraq now is picking up. Because now Libya is who has a big gun, is the one who is controlling territories. And the last time I checked the politics of Libya, people they are praying that Gaddafi should come back. Because what happened there in 2011, what happened there in 2011, it changed the picture of history. Because when you look at Gaddafi was standing on his own. Gaddafi was having power. Gaddafi was having money, and he was very influential in African Union. He was very influential in this thing that we see African continental free trade area. Gaddafi was so very clear about was so very very clear about African unity, and was also very clear about African trade having one currency, because he understood the economy. But maybe one thing that the Colonel did not do well is I think he wanted to take the power. He wanted to be the head. It's what I'm thinking, because when you hear what people are saying, and when you hear his test of power and the way he presented himself, he wanted to be that founder. But the aspect of saying, go and look now, don't do what Libya did, but go and look. Because even when you come, and the caller made it very clear. And the caller made it very, very, very clear about that. So that is one of the things. And let us move forward and see what will happen next, and also what lesson can we learn from that. So the other thing that we need to look at what did we speak about in the course of the week, apart from the aspect of green hydrogen. We spoke about Namibia international trade. To say, where are we standing in terms of international trade? What is that thing that we are still selling at the raw material? Now, what is that thing that we are still selling at the raw material? And what are the aspects that we need to improve on? Because remember, when it comes to international trade always indicate to you where you are standing, who you are selling with, and are you making progress or you are losing money? Are you making progress or you are losing money? Because when you compare international trade statistics from January to July, you can be able also to see, and you can also be able to put numbers together and see that, was Namibia making profit or was Namibia making loss? What products which was leading, and what can we do about it? And the other thing that I want to speak about here is the aspect of NDP 6 and expanding of Namibian economy. Because when you look at international trade, especially the last updated of July, because we are still waiting for August to come out. When you come, when you look at international trade, you'll be able to realize that uranium is still leading. China is still our main trading partner. South Africa is still our main trading partner. And we did not, and just go back even in 2023 and look at the international trade balance of July, for example, or the whole 2023. It's almost the same because a little has changed in terms of products that we have and products that we are selling. Products that we have and products that we are selling. Now I want to bring this to the aspect of what do we want as a country? Where do we want to go? When somebody asks you, where do you want to go as a country? Which plan are you using? We have NDP-6. And NDP-6 is so, they call it the final JEP of finalizing 2030. Because this is the final punch that Namibia has to use in order to see that, are we going to reach 2030? Now, there's an aspect of diversifying of the economy. Diversifying of the economy and the aspect of value addition. Now, when you compare Namibia trade, imagine we have uranium, which is number one in terms of sale. And imagine us adding value to that uranium. Or imagine us using it for energy. Because what the president have said, because when you look at his speech of state of national address, she mentioned something to say. In terms of uranium, or in terms of, we should not shy away to use our God-given natural resources to meet in our energy mix. And she said, although the day and time of when to start with uranium plant is not stated, she stated that discussion have already started in this financial year. It's quite diplomatic, but it's something which need to be done. Now, the other thing also of looking at international trade, because not going into numbers is to say, who are we? Okay, now let us look at what Namibia Mills has for us. Let's look at what Namibia Mills has to us and move forward.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation.
Namib Mills, feeding the nation.
Anna, have you thought about what you're doing next year, my child?
I'm not so sure yet, Mommy. I want something that will help me build my future.
Then why not apply to NUST? The Namibia University of Science and Technology's applications are now open.
Really? Do they offer IT and engineering?
Yes, and so much more. They have business, health, science, and media. NUST has exactly what you need.
I'm applying today. NUST, here I come.
Applications for 2026 are now open. Visit www.nust.na to apply. Namibia University of Science and Technology, reinventing the future.
The way
wait is over. The deals are here. It's Big Red Weekend. For 3 days only, ShopRite brings you massive savings of up to 50% off. Like a 4kg Real Good IQF mixed chicken portions, only 175 Namibian dollars. 10kg Top Food Top Score Super Maize Meal, just 115 Namibian dollars. 730, 750 or 780 grams Nola Mayonnaise, all variants, just 27 Namibian dollars each. 2-liter Coca-Cola soft drink, buy two for only 35 Namibian dollars. Don't miss out. This weekend only, get up to 50% off. Valid until Sunday, 21 September 2025. Only at ShopRite.
Yes, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. And one would also want to know, especially when you speak about trade, to say, is it what caused the inconsistency? What caused the inconsistency? Is it the demand or supply? But why there is so much gap in terms of what we sell and what we buy? Why there is so much gap in terms of surplus and also deficit? Imagine what we have seen is that when you look at the trade balance of July, it is stated that there is a deficit of 58 million. But when you look at June, you have a surplus of 856 million. Imagine, let us simplify to say I have a mini market, for example. Then what I sold, or I mean business wise, I made my profit of 30,000. Then the next month I make a loss of minus 5,000. Now the question is that where is the consistency? What is that? Where is the what really happened between June and July? What really happened between June and July? And maybe it's also important also to have not just numbers, but also to have trade analysts who can also assist us to explain deeper, apart from presenting the tables, to explain deeper as to say what is that we did not do right, or how did we miss this? How did we miss this? Because this is a huge gap. It's a huge gap. It's a huge gap. At one point you are making a lot of profit. At the other time you are losing to almost nothing. And how can we stand on our own in terms of trading? Now the other thing also that we need to look at is that is how we trade, because we may be speaking about trading with Africa. We may be speaking about trading with Africa. We may be speaking about trading with Africa because we have received much praise, especially on June exportation of salt to Nigeria. We have much praise have been received. But when you look at what trade is doing, what people who are in trade are doing, when you look at people who are also in a financial sector are doing, Bank of Namibia up to now is so skeptical about the signing of Pan-African Payment and Settlement System. So skeptical. But when you look at what African leaders are saying, they are saying, let us accelerate the implementation of Africa Continental Free Trade Area. And the means that they are using, or the means that was supposed to be used in terms of trade, is a system that they brought about to say this exchange system is payment and also settlement system, where you allow countries to buy and sell in their own currency. But it's few countries, it's only Kenya, Rwanda, and few countries which are using that. And where is the problem? Yeah, because it's quite important to speak about something, and also quite also important also to do something about it, because in terms of Namibia trade, I'm just advising, especially those who are into logistics, to use also international trade balance report also to see how can you also join that chain. How can you join that chain to, and also know which product is being sold, or which route is being taken? Is it air? Is it by ship? Is it by railroads, or how? Because when you know that, you know where to invest and also where also to put your money into. Yeah, and the other thing that we spoke about today is that when we are reviewing what we've been speaking about throughout the week, we look at those highlights, we look at those highlights, and one of the things that we spoke about throughout the week is the aspect of road fund administration, which has given relief to especially those with vehicle license debts, especially those with vehicle license debts. And there is an amendment in an act of Road Fund Administration that was done in order to allow those who have what is called prescribed debts, or in simple term, all debts which are older than 3 years to be written off. Then the question that is being asked, because I have interviewed a few people, but one of them he indicated that yes, it is a good it's a good job to reduce the burden, and also it is also relieving people, particularly those who owe and are not able to afford. But the critic is here to say, is this causing the weakness of an institution? For how long? What is the test of the effectiveness of the institution, particularly in terms of collections of funds, and also people are so concerned about road maintenance, to say if you are amending the act to soften up, what is it saying about the reputation of your institution and the competency of your institution? And how are people going to use this? So those are other things that, people also feel like to say, yes, we agree and we are very happy, but where are you going to use the finance that you are supposed to get? Because, you know, people have different views, and it's quite interesting also to see somebody is assisting you and you say this, but it's also true to say you put measures, you put the law, then you realize that you cannot enforce that law, then you amend it so that you accommodate those people again. But it's something that need to be looked at, and also see to say, we have 41 minutes. It's 41 minutes past the hour of 7, and we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. And just for our own understanding, the Villager newspaper is out. The Villager newspaper is out, and make sure that you are using it. Make sure that you got access to the Villager newspaper, because there is quite interesting news, as we are always indicating to you, especially those which are dealing with bread and butter. Either is trade. When you look at the front page of the Villager newspaper, there's quite a very beautiful article there, especially when it's coming to vendors. Stated that Rundu home to 641 street vendors, where women are leading the hustle, or women lead the hustle. And these are the people who are holding the economy. And it has always been advisable to say support smaller businesses, because these are the businesses which are supporting, or they are keeping money circulating, either at that village or either at that location, because a vendor is always there and the money is always circulating. And when the money is circulating, money is also building where it's going, because that is a mean for growth. It's quite a very beautiful article there by Anna Kreta. A very beautiful article there. And it's up to you to get access to the Villager newspaper. That's why we are telling you to say, make sure that the Villager is part of your sources of information. Make sure that the Villager is part of your sources of information. And also see what can you do. What are some opportunities which are there? Because you can't just read an article and do not come up with something to say, what does it mean to me? And what is it saying about Rundu? What is it saying, and what are the challenges there, and what are some of the opportunities there? And the other thing is also quite a very interesting article on export dependency. It's quite a very interesting article there, especially on livestock export dependency. Stated that livestock export a structural vulnerability. There's quite an interesting article there by Hinomina Variangala. And make sure that you got a copy of the Villager newspaper. Another thing, just to give you a highlight, is a digital art department which was unveiled in by NASTA. The world is moving so fast, especially in terms of technology, and you don't want to miss out. The world is moving so fast, and there is an aspect of EV charging ports. Fuel station urged to embrace EV charging ports. Because now things are changing. Economists are advising to say those who own fuel stations must make sure that they also have they are also installing charging ports for electrical vehicles, because remember, as we indicated, that EV or electrical vehicles are already operational in Namibia, and there is few charging station, because when you got a car which is running on electricity, you cannot charge it, like, although it's charged like you are charging your phone, there are some measures which are put there, particularly in terms of security. And it's regulated because it's electricity, and it's falling under central electrical board, and it's regulated to see what safety measures are you putting in place when you are coming up with charging ports for vehicles, because a car is not a phone. You just say, no, give me your C type, or give me your iPhone charger. It's the require high amount of, electrical power. And it also requires somebody who also understand, how things are working, because otherwise you end up burning people or you end up, being also, shocked. So. Yeah, and there's an opinionated article. There's an opinionated article again. There's an opinionated article on the Nana community. There's an opinionated article by Stephanos Pombiri, who's a researcher, and it's up to, you know, you need to go deep and also read to see what are these thinkers saying, because that is the only way we are going to learn. That is the only way that we are going to learn researchers and thinkers who are presenting their opinions, and it's up to you to make sure that you got this content. Yeah, and there's an aspect on sport, aspect on sport by HD. It's an article on sport. Regarding, David Namwandi Trust, which is helping Namibian athletes, to thrive, Namibian athletes to thrive, especially, in the area of boxing, because the question we are asking ourselves is that, where are Namibian boxers at an international level? Who do we have on the list? Last time I check, is, Nakathira have been getting this international fight. But I want to understand, who do we get? I think I have to have a discussion with HD also to assist me to say, man, who do we have top five Namibian boxers now? Who are they? And, at what form are they? What is the next big event, especially when it comes to boxing? And yeah, the paper is also where you find, an article by Gerard van der Melve, on Namibia lost 36 international conference this year. So you find an article by Gerhard van der Melve, and, yeah, and you don't only find stories and articles. There is also advertisement. So advertisement. That's why it's also very important to look at what Vrooman Blog has in stock. Especially our educators and police officers, and also those who are getting money this weekend. And, it's also a clear, indication on how you can access your IMBA app, your IMBA app. So, that's why we are telling you to say, when you want to know, what is happening, in terms of, development, economy, sport, the Villager newspaper is your go-to-go, e-paper, And make sure that you are utilizing it. As a part of your sources of information. So it's 50 minutes past the hour of 7. And we have around 10 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. We have around 10 minutes. However, you can still... you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. You engage us in the studio. You give your opinion. You give your views. What is your opinion about the news that we have spoken about? What is your view? And yeah, the other thing that we spoke about, throughout the week is a UN report, and that one we have dwelled deep into it. But when we have dwelled deep into it, to say, what are some of the lessons that we need to learn, especially from those countries which are in conflict, and what can conflict do to the economy? What can conflict do to the economy? Because let us not only look at it in Gaza, but we also need to look at it from where we are standing. What did conflict do to the economy of Mozambique? What did conflict do to the economy of Zimbabwe? What did conflict do to the economy of Angola? What did conflict do to the oil-rich nations in like Sudan and Libya? And what are the alternatives that we can use to solve disputes apart from conflicts? Because remember, since 2023 October, statistics are indicating that 60,000 people, including women, children, journalists, ambulance drivers, nurses, doctors, they've been killed in Gaza. And bombardment is still continuing as we are speaking. And it's up to, and the world is making progress at not an understandable rate, but something that need to be looked at. But we see, we are expecting a lot, especially from United Nations General Assembly, that how are these world leaders going to solve this situation? How are these world leaders going to solve this situation? So, dear listeners, we have around six minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. And maybe just in these few minutes, especially to us young people, ask yourself, this weekend is coming. What plan do you have for the weekend? Apart from you going out, what plan do you have that will assist you in the next 3 years? What economic plan that you have that will assist you in the next, 4 years to come? Because these are things that we were not taught, but let us bring about these conversations to see how are we going to elevate our conversations. Are you only happy when you are talking about entertainment? Everybody loves entertainment. I love entertainment, but I'm also curious to ask to say, until when are we going to keep dancing? Until when are we going to keep dancing? Because at the end of the day, there are those who know how to play life, and I have seen it. You are dancing with a person today, tomorrow, a person, by 6 o'clock, a person is busy with his project. By the time we are 40, by the time you are 40, by the time we are 50 something, people are married and they have their own kids, and they are busy with their life, but we are still dancing. We are still dancing, and it's something that we are not taught, especially the path of life and economic choices, things that we do. So I think, especially young people, we need to discuss these things, and we need to have this conversation often to say, what is a necessary conversation? Because entertainment is part of the plan. Let us not to be too serious, but we also need to be too cautious where we are living in the world, where we are living, and be honest about our livelihood to say, this is where we are living, and this is what we need to do, especially in this world of economy. What choices are we making? Either it's choice of academia, either it's choice of, even a conversation itself. A conversation matters. A conversation matters. And mind you, something which I have learned this week, and it surprised me, especially when it comes to discussions of human and personal development, actually, to say, if you want real advice, don't ask somebody who is at the top. Although it's necessary, somebody who can mentor you, but some of the advice, real advice, are coming from people who regret on life, or people who did not make right choices. Because when you ask them, they will be honest to you and advise you to say, don't do that because that is what took me down. Do not do that. That's what took me down. And it's something which I have learned, and it's making sense. It's making sense because through mistakes is also where we are going to learn. So just before we come to the end of our conversation, make sure that wisdom can come from anywhere. And also those who you underestimate, because it could be that at some point they were where you are. That's why it's always very important to have a conversation with anybody. It's a conversation with anybody, because you don't know where your advice is going to come from, because some people, they are not only blessed with what is seen, they are not only blessed with what is seen, but they are also blessed with wisdom, because somebody who made the wrong choices in life can also assist you. Somebody who made the wrong choices in life can also assist you. So, dear listeners, before we give the mic to Mike to unpack the day, before we give the mic to Mike to unpack the day, just make sure that you follow us at all our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Like and share our page. And also, do not shy away from commenting, and also give your honest opinion, because your comment is where we learn, and your comment is also where other people are learning, because this is your platform. This is your platform. And we also improve from your comment and view, because the content must be able to assist you and must be able also to assist us to move forward. So download the app. Other people are using the app. Other people are using the app, and do not miss out, because change is coming. Change is coming. You can already see electrical car. Why are you not using the app? If you want to go to the future, change is coming. Robotics are on their way. And there is nothing that we can do but change, and change very fast, so that we can keep up with the trend of time and also see how we can navigate through. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri to unpack the day. And stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili unehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabweli nawa Ninge fada fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora itatu imwe bali heari, nola natu heari bali no heari. Ile konderewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafilane Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually
to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, while we are waiting for unpacking, it's quite very important also to look at the issues of finance, because these are always conversations that we do not have, especially when it comes to issues of finance. And it's a subject that we are all bad at, and we must admit that we are all bad at, or there are those who knows that we are all bad at. And when it comes to the issues of finance, how many parents and I want to be a good parent one day who understand that kids need to be given money so that they learn how to use money earlier, because in an African tradition, that thing, money did not exist by then. People were trading with, they were doing barter trading with, I'll give you a bag of maize, you give me a goat, you give me two cattle, then I'll give you, bags of, millets and all those things. But the issue of money is very complicated, especially now when it's coming also to digital money. The issues of money is very complicated, and, If people do not talk about their stories on financial management, we are not going to handle our national economy very well. Because remember, at the end of the day, there is no a country without a person. Because for us to form a nation, we need that one family. We need to expand to a village, to a constituency, to a region, then to a country. Then how is the content of financial management in the Namibian context, and what are the lessons of finance that we are learning either from school or from home? Because when it comes to what I have seen, with little experience that I have seen, is that the issue of money, or the lesson of money, is either you learn it when money teach you a lesson, or you were lucky to be advised by somebody who understood how finance is working. Yeah, because if we come to that point of changing the content and the context of how finance is working.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utete okoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetida oipindi konu kwa ndado ya inawa nune uto otukwetida o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushe indife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatimwe, bali heavy, nola natu,
heari bali no hea ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane egelefem di ai.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle staff. FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my candidature. Menace,
right?
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Yes, we are moving forward. We are extending Every Morning Scoop, and we are expanding the conversation. We are expanding the conversation, especially when it comes to the issues of finance. When we look at statistics, we all believe that we understand how numbers are working. When we have an accountant in a family, we believe that this person is able to advise us on how the finance is working. When you have a financial advisor, you think that money can be utilized for their intended purpose. But the question of financial management does not only in line, or it's not only in line with you learning about finance at school, but it's also about the culture of money. It's also about the culture of money, how money is handled, and also how we use our money for the greater good. Because what I've seen through my experience, especially as young people, let me talk for myself. For us who grew up at the village, people in the society, they only know that you can have this amount of money, but beyond that, it's not your money. Then if you are caught with a $50 at a cooker shop, you are either beaten or they are taking it away from you. Then they are going to ask you to call your parents. But that was wrong actually, because it was the culture to say young people cannot handle such kind of money. And it was also wrong to look at that context, because when you look at the future where we are going, because we were not taught how to deal with money. Because if you are caught with finance, you are going to be beaten. But I remember I used to, and my grandmother was very generous with me, because he always make sure that she give me a job, so that after that she give me either $20 or $50. And I used to make sure that I help her everywhere, so that when you go to school, when you have that $20, or when you have that some point, even to the point of having 100 at the village when you are in grade 5 or grade 6, then you are a rich guy. Then it came to the point that money, we did not even care about finance, because we were not taught about it. We learn about it and entrepreneurship, but when you go to school, somebody is giving you money. When you just depend. But things have changed. Things have changed when you come to the city. When you come to the city, is the only time, or maybe let's start from high school. High school, you are also getting some money, but you do not care, because you know by the holiday you go home, you depend on your parents to assist you. But one thing I have learned is that when I come to the city, you are on your own. You are on your own. Yes, you are getting financial support. But you are on your own. And one interesting thing have happened, and this, I think it's not the first time I'm telling you this, because I never touched 10,000 Namibian dollars until I got my first refund. That was a huge amount of money. It was $21,000. And when I got that money, I think it was around September there. I will not tell you the year. It was around September there. It was a holiday. You know, this refund money. It reported on my phone. I was sleeping. It's around 5 there. You know, F&B. You know, that message. When it came, I said, no, this is not, it's not my money. I have just to, maybe I'm dreaming. I have to wake up again. And that day, I was a king for a few hours. I made sure that, I buy everything that I want. And, one thing I have realized is that, you know, when you are not used to money, even when people are giving you changes, like, things are a lot to you. And to me, that was a mistake I did. And I made sure I just bought a laptop, and I took, few thousands, and I sent my parents. Then the rest of the money, we were dancing for consecutive 2 days. But one thing I realized is that, you know, when you are in that zone, you forget about a lot of things. You also forget about priorities. Just after a few days, somebody who was surviving on 500 per month or 700, if you are lucky, is now given 21,000 without any plan. I realized that 70 or 80% of things which I bought are not necessary. They were just needed at that time. I end up with 2,000 or something in my account. I said, no man, no, it's not right. I know I bought people, what they want to eat and drink, but I can't use that, 18,000 just like that. I know I bought a laptop, but waste my money. Then I have to call one of my uncle. He's now working for Namra. That time I was working with Minister of Finance. And I said, no, I think you guys are the one who deal with this thing of financial statement and balance. Can you please come and assist me in terms of, maybe somebody took my money. It could be a bank also. I know what he says. No, David, you are a very good person, because, when I ask you about things that you bought and also what you did with that money at that stage, because you do not know, about, money. It's not even your fault, but you did even well with, that money. Come even, I can even give you, I think he gave me 800 or something, and I was so, embarrassed to say, this was somebody who I was supposed to assist first. Then later on, I realized that to say, I was just a poor guy with resources at that point. I was just a poor guy with resources at that point. And that is where the lesson of money come in. Because when you look at the other folks, their accounts can be very fat, but they don't even show any sign. But us, maybe because we did not know, we were not taught. Few coins come into the account. I'm so braggadocious. I want everybody to know that I'm where. I want everybody to see that I'm doing what. But after that, it's silent. People disappear from social media when things are not working well. People disappear and all those. And it caused a lot of chaotic activities in our society. That's why the lesson of finance should be part of the discussions. The lesson of finance should be taught by kids, should be taught at school, and young people must be taught how to deal with finance. Because if you did not enjoy your childhood very well, or there are things that you wanted and they were not brought to you, when you are 45 years old and you get that money, you end up buying yourself that Kamini bicycle that you wanted. Because it was not brought at that point in time. That's why I always want to look at how is that financial advisor who I'm going to looking like? How is that person handling his finance? And what formula is he using to advise me? Because if my financial advisor is in debt, that is not a good financial advisor. Because I must know that the strategy that you are teaching me is not only what you learn from school, it's also what you practice. If that economic advisor is not showing that he is able to deal with the basics, then he's not a good economist. Because you were supposed to, yes, it's your job, but you were supposed to show. That's why we are currently in a situation where we are in debt personally and also as a country. We are in debt personally and also as a country. Then it goes also to the question of the lessons of finance. Look at the recent auditor's report. I don't want to mention names, but look at institutions. Some are overspending, some are using finance without authorization, and all these things which are coming and going. Now the question is that what is that we can do to make sure that we understand how finance is working from a very young age? Because those days, you know, don't give kids money. They will become something else. Don't give them money. Don't teach them money. But other folks, when a kid is 5 years, they have their pinky storage bank. Okay, let's take the caller. Hello?
Mr. David.
Yes, sir, how are you?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Yeah, I thought you were giving up that time.
Yeah.
When you were now mentioning about the constituency, what, and contribution, wisdom. This man is going now.
Yeah.
No, I'm still hearing you. How are you?
No, I'm doing very well.
But anyway, I didn't do my homework.
Yeah.
Because I did not listen from very far.
Yeah.
I know you speak about economic issues. About issue of governance.
Yeah.
Issue of, you know. Then I say, since he's talking about our contribution, if you are to, anybody can contribute, then I just decided, let me just say something. Oh, but unless if there was a specific topic that you want us to talk about.
Yeah, we started with summarizing what was happening throughout, what we discussed about throughout the week. Maybe there is a point that we have missed about topic that we have discussed. And also now we are at a lesson of finance, especially when it comes to us to say, how can we teach our kids best to understand and also use finance from the early age? Because getting money older, there is a point that we miss out. And that is why a lot of us, we may be able to get a lot of money, but we are not spending them well because it was not within ourselves to be taught how to handle money. Maybe looking forward, how can we educate our young people how to use money from a very young age without limiting them? Because, you know, when I was at the village, when somebody see me with 100, although I work hard for it, I was assisting my grandmother who gave me that 100, they will chase me and they will beat me up to say, where did you get that 100? But because we're not taught those things, but when you look at other folks, it's not what's happening.
Yeah, no, you are correct.
Yeah.
You know, my pastor.
Yeah.
At one point, thought, you know, he was preaching. You know, those pastors who really preach the way they of God.
Okay.
So, and when it comes to money matter. So it was something that I don't forget. You don't just walk in the shop without a catalyst stopping something.
Yeah.
So now for ourselves, so for us, we used to mise money. We used to mise money. Once I get even a $50, I could manage it so well. But this time around, when you get money, you squander. So most of the time we squander. So that financial management, the literacy and things like that, we seriously need to be taught. Because I don't know where it should have come from. Maybe it should crop up from the, is it from entrepreneurship?
Yeah.
Or from those in accounting?
Yeah.
But obviously, some of these subjects need to be just general, so that we really know how to manage our resources.
Mm-hmm.
Even look at the energy, the resources that we have, energy. Do we manage it properly? We misuse it. We drink and become drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but that is a resource. That's the energy. That's your ability that you have, the capability, the ability that you have now to do something or to think, you know, some kind of wisdom. But we misuse those energy, our energy. And then we just drink and just waste it many other non-essential activities. But now, when it comes to money, my friend.
No, what is the importance of a budget again? Because I was also disagreeing with it until I went to one day to town to buy something. Then I end up buying something which I did not plan to buy. Then it break my heart.
You know what Pastor said? Even if you have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you can do a lot of shopping.
Yeah.
Go in there with a small budget. And I've learned it from home.
Yeah.
This year, when you were in order.
Yeah.
So that you just have to jot down something. You know, women. Women are good in that. So before they go, they jot down few things. Because if you don't jot down anything that you want there, anything that comes in your sight, you take it.
Is it all of them or some?
No. I thought I say many men.
We say women, right?
Yeah, no, women, whenever they go into that, before they go in the shop, they have written something down.
Mm-hmm.
This one is bread.
Yeah.
It's tea. They even know the kg. This one is what? But for us, we just walk in the shop.
Yeah.
When you walk in the shop, if you want to buy dog food, before you know what's happening, you have already bought this other thing.
Or you bought a tire.
It was not even budgeted for.
Or you are coming back with a tire.
You see, you are coming back with a tire, but the tire is not budgeted.
Yeah.
The bread that was budgeted for, it's very important, you forget. By the time you will now realize, oh, the money is gone, and you have not even bought the thing for them. So the budget actually is a guiding tool to guide your spending, your action, and all these other things. If you don't do that, I think we are just somehow messing up.
Now, where should I learn from that? Do I need to learn it from school? Do I need to learn it from home? Or should I teach myself?
Like us, we are out from school. Even though we are not really out from school now again.
Yeah.
But if you miss it from school, so these are some of the functional skills that you can also learn. Like, you know, Ministry of People can also... Yeah, there are a lot of things happening. The problem is that we don't pay also attention. So if you miss it at school, maybe it might not have been integrated into your curriculum or your modules. At least, you are always saying it's continuous lifelong learning. So maybe you continue learning and you identify your learning needs. Maybe if you want to do business, for example, how can you not get into that financial kind of, you just have to, because everybody wants to become an entrepreneur. And I heard anybody can, I've read in those books that anybody can become an entrepreneur.
Yes.
So you can pick it up as a functional skill to assist you to do your business or to, I mean, I don't know. But I just know that it's very essential.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah. Yes, we are looking at the issues of finance. We're looking at the issues of money. What are the lessons of money that we need to learn? What are the lessons of money that we need to learn? Because where we are going, where we are going as a country, looking at national plans, looking at Bank of Namibia financial sector transformation strategy, there is quite ambitious there. There's a lot of ambitions. Especially to make sure that by 2035, 95% of Namibia at a national level have access to finance, which is quite a very good thing, because you are able to have access. Because access is one thing, and utilization and also financial literacy is also another thing. Then one thing which I was talking with this lady, Cecilia Nekwaya Okafor. It's a principal economist at BON, and I think it's she's a leader in that in the draft of that the strategy. And I asked to say, no, what are those things that you are going to do new when it's coming to financial literacy? Because we understand finance is quite a very important thing, but we still do not know how to use finance. I still do not know how to use finance. I'm still learning. And what is that you are going to do? What is the new content you are going to do new? What is that new content that you are going to do, particularly when it comes to financial literacy? Because Uncle Buena indicated that, say, you can go to a store, go to a shop, without a plan, and by the time you go home, you bought something different. Just put it this way. You're going to buy groceries. You're going to buy food. And, you took 2,000 from home and you're going to buy food. Let me say you are a husband or a wife, or you are just, you. And yeah, when you go, you see, very beautiful clothes, the brand that you wanted, beautiful sneakers, pair of watches on sale. Then you say, no, I'm not going to miss this. I'm not going to miss this. I'm not going to miss this. So, it's quite, you know, disheartening to go back home with something that you got on your way, but it's not something that you wanted, because there's also something that is called I think it's a psychology of pecking. You know, those who did business marketing, they understand, or and advertising, they understand to say the way shops are arranged is to see even the position and the arrangements of things. There's a strategy there. That's why if you do not program your mind very well, you end up buying something that you do not want, because you do not have a plan. And that's why the issue of budget, me, I also did not like budget. Why should I write a budget like I'm an old person? Then I realized to say, I think I need it. So, dear listeners, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Dwight to unpack the day. Going to leave you in the good hands of Dwight to unpack the day, and it's going to take you throughout some of the events, and also it's going to stand in and expand the content, especially when it comes to unpacking of events. That's why we are indicating to you that conversations must continue beyond the obvious. Conversations must continue beyond the obvious, because it's economic conversation that take us from point A to B. It's a business discussion that take us from point A to B, and it's also through asking questions, and also learn, because learning now is for free. And it's up to us. It's up to us to take it, to say, am I done with learning when I completed my degree? Am I done with learning when I completed that certificate? Am I done with learning when I get that job? Or am I done with learning when I reach a certain age? And what is learning to you? Is learning a qualification, or is learning acquisition of knowledge? So that in that context, where we are waiting for Dwight to unpack the day, it's quite very important also to ask yourself those questions. To ask yourself those questions, to say, what is the content of learning? So, Stay tuned while we are going to hand over to Dwight and also ask him what he has for us today. And yeah.